Hi folks, Joe Stagnant from Microsoft here, and in this Tailspin Spyworks video, we're going to continue with the shopping cart work that we've started in the previous two videos. In the previous two videos, in the first one, we created the add to shopping cart method, where we took the current item and placed it into a customer-specific shopping cart, and then in the most recent video, we created the basis of the display shopping cart logic. In this video, we're going to do a couple of things. First, we're going to do just a little bit of refactoring, clean up a bit of our methodology and to add some visual feature to our shopping cart. And then we're going to implement the update shopping cart method, which is going to require some interesting programming on our part. So the first thing we want to do is go into the source view for the myshoppingcart.aspx page. And here above the grid view, we're going to add a header above our shopping cart. Since all we're doing is displaying the grid, we forgot to add an indicator as to what page we're on. So I'm going to say div class equal, and we're going to use the content head class. And then we'll just say shopping cart as the header. Now we're going to go down to the bottom, and just above the entity data source, we're going to add an image button control. And this is the button that somebody's going to click on when they want to update the shopping cart to consider either the change in quantity per item or the remove item checkbox that we added when we implemented the data grid. So in the Visual Studio Toolbox standard controls collection, I'm going to find an image button, drop it on the page. Let's change the ID to update button, and I'll abbreviate button as BTN. And then, of course, we're going to need an image URL. This is going to be the actual GIF or JPEG file that we're going to display. You'll recall that here in the styles folder, we had an images folder, and down all the way at the bottom, we had a updateCart.gif file. So that's the image that we're going to display. So let's go here in the image URL and say styles images updateCart. Okay. Now, if we switch over to design mode, you can see we've got both the header here that says shopping cart as well as our image button, update your shopping cart. I'm going to double click on that to generate the button click event handler. We're going to get back to this click event handler in a minute. But now we're going to need to create the update shopping cart database method in our My Shopping Cart class. So to do that, I'm going to save the current state of the application, and now we're going to go here into our classes folder, select the myshoppingcart.cs file. Let's open that up. And the first thing that we're going to do is just a bit of refactoring. So notice here that in several places, we're resolving this this Tailspin Spyworks cart ID session item. So one of the refactoring pieces that I want to do here is inside this shopping cart class, let's turn this into a constant. So let's say public const string card ID equal this thing. And then whenever we want to collect that item, we can just use that constant. And this way, if we ever want to change that, it's right there in one place, and there are far fewer opportunities for spelling mistakes, etc. Okay, there's the refactoring piece. Now we can go ahead and start to implement the update shopping cart method. Our update shopping cart database method is going to take two parameters. One is going to be a string that represents the ID of the shopping cart, and the other needs to be some form of collection of the items that have been displayed to the user that may have been updated. Now, even though I made the architectural decision not to implement separate business logic layers or a separate database access layer, we still want to always implement good programming practices. So even though the architectural choice for us in terms of our class design was to encapsulate, rather than different functional layers, to encapsulate all of the shopping cart logic in a single class, we still want the methods in that class to be properly designed. And one of the design issues that we want to consider is we want our business logic classes not to have any innate dependency on the user interface implementation of our shopping cart. So in order to do that, we're not going to access the grid directly. Instead, we're going to need some sort of an intermediate data structure that can contain all of the items that were displayed to the user, the shopping cart items, and pass that collection of items to the update cart method so that it can execute the logic to update the quantities or remove items from the shopping cart where appropriate. So in order to do that, here we're going to in our myshoppingcart.cs file, I'm going to create a structure type. So we're going to say public struct shopping cart updates. Now, notice that I'm using a struct instead of a class because there aren't going to be any methods specific to this class. And of course, as in any object-oriented software design and coding, you could choose to do this in a variety of different ways. But we're just going to create the structure so that we can have an array of these structure object instances that can be passed from one place to the next. And this structure is going to contain three items. First, we're going to need the product ID. Right? So this is going to be the product that we're evaluating in the shopping cart as to whether or not it needs to be updated or not. Next, we're going to have the purchase quantity. And last, we're going to have a Boolean value that specifies whether or not the item should be removed. Right. So now we have the structure definition. Let's just do a build. Okay. And now we can go ahead and start implementing the actual update shopping cart database method. So all the way down at the bottom of the myshoppingcart.cs file, we're going to implement our new update shopping cart database method. So we'll say public void, since we're not returning anything, update shopping cart database. Now our update shopping cart database method is going to, as I mentioned, have two input parameters. One is going to be a string that represents the shopping cart ID, so we'll call it cart ID. Now the next is going to be an array of those shopping cart updates structure items that we just defined the structure for. So let's say shopping cart. Let's go back and see if we can get IntelliSense to help us. Shopping cart updates, and it's going to be an array, and we'll call it cart item updates. How that gets populated, we'll worry about in the last section of this video. Right now, we're just going to work on iterating through the items collection that gets passed in. So first, we're going to be going against the commerce database, and we're going to do that by virtue of the entity data model that we created earlier in this video series. So let's here say, using commerce entities, DB equals new commerce entities, and let's first, we got to get the count of the integers. So let's say int cart item count. Is going to be equal to cart item updates dot count. So what this is going to tell us is we're going to have an integer item that contains how many items, how many instances of this structure we're working against. Right? Next, we're going to need to get a query, and we're going to have to query our shopping cart table to actually return the real items in the database. So remember, we're working with two different data sets here. One is the actual shopping cart items in the database. Those represent the items that will be placed in the order. The other is this array of shopping cart updates items that we can compare against the items in the table. Right? So one is the item as one again, one is the collection of items as it exists in the database. The other is the collections that have been passed to us by the user that might reflect quantity changes or items to be removed. So in order to do that, let's create a query. We'll say var my cart. That's going to be the result set of our query. And then here we'll implement a query that says from C in DB view carts, which is our database view, where the cart ID in the database is equal to the cart ID that was passed into our method, we'll say select C. Right, so at the end of this call, my cart will contain all of the shopping cart for this user. Next, we're going to iterate through all of the items in the cart. So let's say for each var cart item in my cart. Right, so we're going to iterate through each of those items, and then we'll say for all of the rows in the cart, so say int I equals 0, and then of course the incrementer will be this. That's our for loop, and then we'll set the condition to be when I is less than cart item count. Right, so what we're doing here is we've returned all of the items that are in the database. And then for each one of those items in the database, we're going to walk through all of the items in this collection and match them up with the actual product items in the cart itself, and then we can do whatever updates are necessary. So in order to do that, we're going to say if this cart item has a product ID that is equal to the product ID in the current structure item, then we've got a match, and we need to figure out how we're going to process this. Right, so we'll say if, else. So if that's true, the next thing we have to find out is whether or not the item that we're looking at, the current product, needs to be removed or not. So we can say if cart item ID updates sub I, the current item, purchase quantity is less than 1, so if it's less than 1, we'll just delete it. And this is an important check. You remember some years ago there was a really infamous security defect by which a customer could enter a negative quantity and actually get their account credited. Right? So instead of subtracting from their account, they added to their account by entering a negative item count. So to make sure that we detect negative numbers, so rather than saying if it's 0, we're going to say if it's anything less than 1, or we also want to check the remove item, so we're going to say or if the cart item updates sub I dot remove item element is equal to true. If either of those things are the case, then we're going to go ahead and remove the item. Right? So remove item. Now, remove item is not yet implemented, so we're going to leave that. We know it's going to give us an error. We're going to say remove item from this cart, and the item ID that we're going to move, that we're going to remove is cart item dot product ID. We know we have to implement remove item momentarily. Right. So, just to recuperate there, what we've said is, as we're iterating through all of the items, we're saying, hey, if the quantity to be purchased is less than one, or the customer checked remove item, we're going to go ahead and remove that item by calling a as yet to be implemented remove item method. Now the next thing that we need to do, and we're actually not going to need this else statement, so let's get rid of that. But we are going to need an else statement here where we say, we got a product match, but it doesn't look like that product needs to be deleted. Then let's call update item. Again, this is a method that we haven't implemented yet. We're going to do this momentarily. Update item. Update item is going to take three parameters. We're going to have two being the cart and the product. And then the third is going to be the purchase quantities. So we're going to say cart item updates sub I dot purchase quantity. And just to be a good camper, what we really ought to do is put this whole thing in a try-catch block. So we'll do that here. And down here in this catch block, let's just, so we'll have a message here, let's say exception exp. To do. All right, so we'll implement that exception in a little while. Okay, so here we have the basics of our update shopping cart database method. We've got three more pieces that we have to implement. We need to implement the remove item method, the update item method, and then we need to call this from our user interface. We need to call the update shopping cart method from our user interface. But for now, let's go and start to implement these additional class methods, remove item and update item. Okay, so let's scroll down to the bottom of our My Shopping Cart class definition, and here we're going to go ahead and add the remove item method. So let's say public void remove item. Remove item is going to take two parameters. One is going to be a string that represents the cart ID that we're removing an object from, and the other is going to be the product ID of the item that we'll be removing. We're going to be going against our e-commerce database, and we do that by virtue of our entity data model. So let's say, again, using commerce entities, db equal new commerce entities, and hopefully you're starting to get a feel of the elegance of the syntax that's available by virtue of the entity framework. So here, the first thing we're going to do, let's open a try-catch block. And here in the catch block, let's catch an exception. And then let's just leave a to-do item reminding us that we need to implement this. So it's a good idea to leave to-do items, to leave notes for yourself that you can enumerate them all in the task manager. All right, so let's just say to-do so good forward reference to make sure that we don't forget anything before we ship our application. So here inside our try, we're going to need a query to retrieve from the shopping cart the specific item that we're going to remove. So let's create a variable called myItem and set it equal to the results of a query. And that query will be from cndb.shoppingcarts, where the cart ID in the shopping cart record is equal to the cart ID that was passed in to this method, and the product ID in this record is equal to the product ID that was passed into this method. And if those things are both true, we'll select that record. And since there should only be one line item in a shopping cart for a given product, we're going to say first or default, because there should only be one. Once we have that, let's just make sure that we got a result set. So we'll say if my item is not equal to null, then we're just going to get rid of it. So here we'll say db.deleteObject, my item, and then we'll call save changes. Okay, so there's our remove item. Now we can implement our update item method. So let's grab this entire remove item method. Copy it, paste it, and change the name from remove item to update item. Now, the only thing that we need to do is, instead of deleting an object, let's say my item dot quantity is equal to quantity, get the spelling right, okay. And then add the quantity as one of the input parameters, so we'll say int. So what we're doing here is we're saying, taking these three arguments, saying, do a query, see if there's an item in the shopping cart that matches the cart ID and the product ID for the item that is being updated in this method call. And if there is, set its item, so we've retrieved it in this result set, set that record's quantity to be the new quantity that was passed in, and then save the changes. That easy. So lastly, we need to set up the call to our update shopping cart database method. Now you notice here that since we've implemented remove item and update item, they're now known, so we don't get the squiggly marks. The last thing that we need to do is go into our user interface and have an update button click method that figures out all the items in the shopping cart, creates that array of structures, shopping cart updates, and passes them in calling the update shopping cart database method. Let's go ahead and do that now. So you'll recall that this is the image button whose click event handler we want to predicate the updating of the shopping cart. So we're going to implement this update button click event. However, first we need a way to get the values out of the templated fields that contain controls in our grid view. So in order to do that, we're going to create a getValues method. And this getValues method is going to return an ordered dictionary. So in order for us to do that, we're going to start with saying using system.collections.specialized, and then down here underneath our click event handler, we're going to add a method public static I ordered dictionary get values. And get values is going to receive a grid view row. As the argument. So here, now we can say I ordered dictionary values equal new ordered dictionary, and then for each, we're going to iterate through all of the items in the row. So let's say for each data control field cell, data control field cell, cell in the cells collection of the row, and now we can say if the cell is visible, let's extract the value. Right, so we can say cell dot containing field dot extract values from cell. Values is our local variable where we want the values collection to end up. In the cell. This method also wants the row state, so row state, and last is a includes read-only, which is true, so we do have read-only fields in our cells. And having done that, we can then return the values that we just extracted. All right. And this method is a more elegant way of extracting the values in the cells of the data grid. We only want to use the find control method as a last resort. So rather than having to create instances of the controls type and then using find control to return that control and evaluating the control, this is a much more elegant way of accessing the values, and we don't have the sort of the less desirable method of calling find control on each row to get the control in the templated templated items that we're interested in extracting. So now that we've done this, we have the values extracted from the row, now we can implement the actual button click event handler. So to do that, let's start by creating an instance of the shopping cart class, and we'll call that users shopping cart. And now that we have an instance, we can call the getShoppingCartID method so we can find out what shopping cart we're working with. Next, we need to create an array of those shopping cart update structure items that we can pass into our update shopping cart database. So shopping cart updates, remember this is going to be an array of those items. So we'll name our local instance of the array as cart updates equal new shopping cart updates. However, we need to know how many items need to be in the array. And we can derive that from the number of rows in the myList data grid. So let's say myListRows.count. And that'll tell us how big that needs to be. Now we want to iterate through all of those rows in the shopping cart. So this is in the grid view. So we'll say for int I equals 0 I++. It's our standard C-style for loop. And the condition is going to be, well, I is less than the row count, which is here. All right, so my list rows count. Right, so basically what this means is the for loop will iterate once for each row in the data grid. And then here, now we're going to create a ordered dictionary. So we'll say I ordered dictionary row values. And this is going to be an ordered dictionary. And then we're going to populate row values by calling the getValues method that we just created for each row. Right? So it's going to be mylist.rows current index. Right. Now that we've returned that row, we can populate the current item in our array of structures that will contain the values of each item in the shopping cart. So here we'll say cart updates current. Product ID. Equal. So we're going to convert the text representation in the data grid. So we'll say convert to int32 row values. Product ID. And product ID, of course, is the name from our grid view. Right? And since that is a name from our grid view, it's a text representation. Right? So that's going to return the product ID. Now the next thing I'm going to do is similar thing. Remember, we need to get the quantity. And so we'll say purchase quantity equal. And again, we're going to convert the text value from the grid item into an int32. That will be quantity. Now, there's one little trick that we have to do here. So each of these, product ID and quantity, are values that are part of the binding collection. So they're actually items that are in the table. However, the checkbox doesn't resolve to any data item in our entity data model. So in this case, we are going to have to use find control to get an instance of that checkbox so that we can find out its state. So we're going to do that simply by saying checkbox cb remove equal new checkbox. Right? That's so that we just created a local instance of a checkbox control. Now we can say cb remove equal. And since we're going to call find control, which returns a generic control, we're going to have to cast it to the type that we need to inspect, which is a checkbox. Now we're going to say mylist.rowsCurrent. Right, so rows sub I, which is the current iteration of the collection that we're walking through. Say find control, and you'll recall that the name of the checkbox was remove. Right. So now that we've done that, oops, this needs to be, I have to have a dot. All right, so now that we've done this, now we can say, let's set cart updates remove item let's set its value to whether or not that checkbox cb remove is checked. All right. So at this point, we've iterated through all of the items and created the array. Now we've created that. We've created the array of structure objects, right? The shopping cart updates that we can pass into the update shopping cart database method. So let's then call that method by saying user shopping cart update shopping cart database, passing in the cart ID. Which we failed to save up here, so let's go ahead and while we're calling this, let's return it as a string to be cart ID so that we can then use it here as an argument to that method. And then we're passing in the cart updates collection. That's our collection of structures. Right? And the product of that call is that the shopping cart in the database will be updated. Any items indicated as removed or whose quantity is less than one will be removed from the database. And any item that's found in the shopping cart with an item greater than one will be updated with the appropriate quantity. All right, next, we want to display the updated shopping cart. So we'll just say call data bind on my list. And then the last thing that we want to do is we want to update the total, since the quantities of things that are being itemed, that are being ordered, have changed. So we'll do that by saying label total dot text equal string format. We just want to display this as dollars. Right, so we're going to say zero colon C to display as currency, and then the user's shopping cart. Okay, one second here. That's better. So, as a quick recap, we've created this method to retrieve the values of our bound data items. So these are items that are displayed in the grid view that have fields in the database that correspond with them. And then here in the click method, we're saying create an instance of the shopping cart, get the shopping cart ID, then create an array of structures large enough to hold all of the items that are currently displayed in the shopping cart, iterate through all of that list, extract the values, and then use those extracted values on a per row basis to call the update shopping cart database method. Once we're done, we're going to bind so that we redisplay the updated grid and then update the total to reflect whatever changes that we've made. Now we go ahead and build. We have a clean build. Now, the moment of truth, let's go ahead and run this and test and see the results of our work. So now here at our default.aspx page, let's go ahead and fire this up in the debugger. Choose a products category and then add an item. Let's go out and add a couple more items. So here in our shopping cart, let's say we want to change the quantity to 3 for this communications device. Click the update your shopping cart item, and you can see that the item total increases and the shopping cart total increases. So the update quantity is working. Let's go ahead and say, no, we changed our mind. We don't want any of those. That's too much money. Click OK, and that item gets removed. So there you have it. You can see that we've got our update shopping cart button, and the functionality behind it is working. We have the title to our shopping cart, and we're able to change the quantities and the and remove items from our shopping cart with the logic that we've just implemented. So we're well on our way to having a fully functional shopping cart. Thank you.